The following is an AI reading of my blog called
The Law of Cryptocurrency Isomorphism.
It is for people who don't have time to read blogs and can listen to podcasts though. So, let's go!
I'm assuming you've never heard of the law of cryptocurrency isomorphism because I just made that name up. But it's been around for a long time since the first decentralized exchanges, also known as DEX, appeared. When I was selling my books at an event, I tried to get people to pay me in cryptocurrencies, mainly because it's an important experience. In other circumstances, I would have even rejected fiat payments as an intolerant minority, but unfortunately there was only one Bitcoin ATM at the event with a very high fixed fee, so I couldn't reasonably push people to buy crypto and convey the experience of cryptocurrencies to them, because it would have been an expensive experience. And expensive experiences leave a bitter aftertaste. Soon people started coming in with questions like, can I pay using Ethereum? I answered yes to the question with a smile, showed a shielding address of the incognito wallet, I'll write about it more in the chapter about DeFi, accepted the Ethereum payment and immediately exchanged it for Bitcoin. The law of cryptocurrency isomorphism states that all cryptocurrency payments are equivalent minus transaction costs. Ethereum has relatively high fees, but those are paid by the sender, and if someone has the ability to accept any cryptocurrency, they can use all cryptocurrencies. Thanks to the existence of decentralized, KYC-free exchanges which you can learn about in my book Cryptocurrencies Hack Your Way to a Better Life, I can accept any cryptocurrency and instantly exchange it for the cryptocurrency I really want. The user of some random cryptocurrency is pleased that I accept his favorite cryptocurrency, I get the cryptocurrency I want, and we are all happy. Of course, my cryptocurrency wall, it can accept Ethereum directly. Why haven't I done so? Ethereum doesn't have good enough privacy for that. I am not willing to give someone my Ethereum wallet address, especially when I expect someone else to want to pay with Ethereum, which indeed happened on that event. For me, in terms of privacy for payments, this cryptocurrency is totally inappropriate, but that's not a reason to send away an enthusiastic customer. Everyone has a different path to cryptocurrencies. This is also true of various toxic cryptocurrencies, forks and the like. If I can sell it on the market without KYC, even pink elephants are fine with me. A corollary of the law of cryptocurrency isomorphism is the fact that regulators cannot just ban certain cryptocurrencies. Some countries are trying to compromise. They will generously allow Bitcoin but ban Monero. Thanks to decentralized exchanges, such a ban is unenforceable. If I can accept Bitcoin, I can immediately exchange it for Monero outside of the state's control. Another result of my law of cryptocurrency isomorphism, which I hope you recall repetition aids in learning, is that I can easily participate in the entire cryptocurrency economy without having to choose specific winners or favorites. I save using the cryptocurrency of my choice, Bitcoin, but this doesn't limit me from utilizing other cryptocurrencies when it's appropriate. For instance, if you need enhanced privacy, consider exchanging your Bitcoins for Monero. Alternatively, if you want to wager on prediction markets, it might be worthwhile to explore the Ethereum ecosystem temporarily. In the cryptocurrencies book, I discuss your particular technical options within the chapter on decentralized finance. Now that you're aware of this, remember, any regulator attempting to enact laws against anonymous cryptocurrencies is lacking understanding about my law of cryptocurrency isomorphism. This law transcends both legal statutes and constitutional provisions, akin to the fundamental law of conservation of energy. This text is part of my book Cryptocurrencies Hack Your Way to a Better Life. Get color paperback or ebook on my site, or opt for fast shipping of black and white paperback or Kindle version on Amazon.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any possible quirks generated by the large language model or text-to-speech engine, but I think it is worth transferring these blocks into audio form for people who can't or don't have time to read. So I hope it was useful to you, and I would really appreciate if you used value for value podcasting apps to listen to this episode and stream me some sets or boost I read all the comments on the boosts as well, so if you have any comment about this content, feel free to use Fountain.fm or any other app and boost this podcast. Thank you very much.